It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. This is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we go to the hotline, and bring in Mr. O'Brien. Dave, how are we doing?
Doing all right, Rocco. Hanging in there.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear, man. And, you know, you pointed something out to me that I guess I also noticed in the week, but you had a great idea for this week's Local Beat, and you know we're going to go to this top 10 stories list that you guys over at the Chronicle Telegram had put together for 2020, and you know, right off the bat, something that sticks out: four COVID related stories in that top 10 list that you guys at the Chronicle had put out. So if you could, Dave, just, you know, I'll open the floor to you here, man. Just how kind of, you know, crazy of a year was it with COVID? How did that impact your coverage? Where did things impact the most? Just speak on that if you could.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, since March, we've dealt with this, you know, this pandemic across our nation, across the world, and locally, you know, besides the more than 300,000 deaths in the United States, locally we've had, you know, 132 people die in Lorain County from this disease, more than 11,000 cases. And some thousands additional, you know, possible cases, you know, 11,000, you know, confirmed. The first positive case in Lorain County was on March 14th, and here we are now, you know, December 29th, about to go into the new year. So we're coming up on almost, almost 10 months, you know, living with this pandemic. And it's changed a lot of the ways that a lot of things happen. You know, here at the Chronicle, a lot of us have been working from home, from our home offices, doing a lot of Zoom meetings, you know, a lot of online meetings. You know, we sort of reduced the size of the paper and shrunk that a little bit. So we had some community news that couldn't happen. And unfortunately, a lot of things got canceled. So we didn't have things to fill some of those pages in the paper. Like we normally have our community pages, you know, that we run a lot of events and other kind of little happy news and some of the, you know, students in graduating colleges and things like that. And a lot of that, we just didn't have room to put it out there. You know, everybody hopefully is out there wearing a mask and, you know, trying to conduct interviews wearing a mask is a little difficult because you don't get to see the way that people, their faces, react to you sometimes. And that's been a little bit more difficult, you know, here on our end. And, you know, we've known some people who have lost some people or gotten sick, and it's just been a really difficult year. But that was, you know, something that affected all walks of life, and everybody, you know, no matter what your gender, skin color, anything. I mean, it was affecting everybody's lives, and you know, stocking up on more supplies. And one of my colleagues, you know, was talking about, you know, people rushing to grocery stores to stock up on, you know, on bathroom tissue and hand sanitizer. And I covered a fair number of protests about, you know, to reopen the county, to reopen Ohio for business. And, you know, time will tell what the real effect was, you know, on everybody's bottom line, on their pocketbooks, on their dinner tables, on their jobs, on everybody's mental and physical health. Been a difficult year. One of the more difficult years I've had to face when I've had a job. You know, the last other difficult year that I had that was anything even approaching this was, 1 year when I was laid off from a previous employer. And that was a really difficult year, but this was equally as difficult and I still had work to do. So I think we're all out there working as hard as we can to stay safe and stay healthy. At least I hope we all are. But that was, I suggested, you know, and then not that it's all down to me, but I suggested that was probably the top story of 2020 that we handled here at the Chronicle, which affected literally every single day. We were talking about COVID-19 here in the newsroom.
Yeah, no kidding. And we're still not out of it, right? That's kind of the crazy thing about it. As you said, we've been dealing with this since March, and it looks like we'll be going through possibly this March with it still here and everything. So it's just kind of insane and crazy how it's really impacted this year. And, you know, us here at WEOL, you know, you spoke on how that changed your coverage there at the Chronicle. We certainly experienced that here at WEOL as well with our sports coverage and things being canceled. So it's just been a tough and difficult year, things changing. So, but like you said, Dave, everybody kind of doing the best they can with what they can. So, something positive I noticed in that top 10 list, though, a $23 million Carvana center announced will be coming to Elyria Township, supposed to bring a couple hundred new jobs to the county. Some great news here, Dave, I think.
Yeah, we've talked about this at length, you know, on the show in the past.
Mm-hmm.
In August, after you know, many months of secret negotiations and you know, I can't comment on who it is, and public officials not being able to say who it is, and us trying to find out in different ways, you know, who it was. Turns out it was Carvana bringing $23 million worth of investment and potentially more as the years go on, and they hire up to 400 or more employees to work in their 200,000 square foot inspection, reconditioning, and distribution facility that's going to be out there on the old Spiegelberg Orchard property. yeah, we're looking at, you know, $13 million worth of you know, payroll investment into the county. Possibly a lot more jobs than that, you know, and other businesses around there might benefit in some way. Already there's been some construction out there, so the construction workers are out there working their jobs, and that income tax, you know, comes into Lorain County. People who are, you know, who are driving there to work are going to be stopping in at local convenience stores and getting gas and all that kind of stuff. And there's also the potential for some more development in that area, kind of around State Route 2, Elyria Township, Amherst Township, Southern Lorain, sort of northwestern Elyria. There's a lot of potential for growth out there, and I think that was one of the more positive stories that we saw come out of a really, really difficult year. Was this chance for a company, a major, you know, publicly traded company, to come in and offer up a lot of jobs and potential to Lorain County, and that's it seems like it's going to be a pretty good deal. The state pitched in with tax credits. You know, there's been road and traffic safety and sewer infrastructure improvements that have been done out there, and some joint economic development plans that are still ongoing. So, again, a pretty good deal for Lorain County, it seems. And you know, we'll continue to follow on that as things happen out there. They've been moving a lot of earth out there on the old Orchard property. And we'll continue to see how that goes. But that was one of the real positives that came out of 2020 out here.
Yeah, a rare positive in what's been just a really tough and difficult year all around. So, yeah, certainly a positive story there. Like you said, bringing a bunch of jobs, possibly more than mentioned, you know, to the county. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that all develops here in the coming months. So, Dave, anything upcoming this week from you or your colleagues in the Chronicle-Telegram that we should really be on the lookout for?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of a brief story about some improved public transportation in Oberlin coming to the city of Oberlin and to other portions of the county. You know, public transportation has been a real it's been something that I've been working on ever since I started here. Some of the issues surrounding that and how Lorain County is not as well served as it really ought to be by public transportation. And obviously that's gone in front of the voters before, and Oberlin and the county are taking some steps to try to alleviate some of those hassles that, you know, people are trying to get to work, but they can't, they don't have a car, or, you know, people are trying to find cheaper, you know, more economical ways of getting around. And this is potentially one of them. I know we're working on a story about a dog being rescued off of a lake. That should be in the paper tomorrow. There was a dog rescue, so that'll be an interesting, real interesting story. One of my colleagues, Lanny Yost, is working on that story, and we'll see what else happens between now and deadline tonight.
All right, transportation and a dog rescue to be on the lookout for in the Chronicle Telegram, Dave. That brings us to my favorite segment of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, since we didn't do anything real Christmas centric for the last scanner story of 2020, I will give you something from our friends over at @NEO_scan, Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dispatch to 3041, status check. Dispatch, the reindeer are trying to get the sleigh down to the clinic, unquote.
Oh boy, a holly jolly scanner story to round out 2020, Dave. Well done. Well done, sir. I appreciate it. Well, I appreciate your time this week as always, man. It's been fun talking to you this year. I guess not so fun with some of the stories that we've had to discuss with COVID and a number of other issues. But I've always enjoyed talking to you this week, and I look forward to continuing these conversations into 2021, my friend.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you next year.